Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to authentic and mindful and purposeful living. Thank you so much for being here today. Before we get into our discussion about the tool for today's show, I want to start things off with a few questions. You know, a great way to experience this more fully is if you grab a pen and paper and then write these questions down. And then after the show, go back and go over them and give them some consideration. You know, take it to deeper levels as you answer the questions. Now, I'm going to ask each question a couple of times, and then I'll give you a few seconds to write them down or consider your answers. Of course, if you're not near a pen or paper and you don't feel like you get complete answers as we go through it on the show, don't fret. You can always go back to the show and listen to the archives by visiting the Life's Toolbox page on www.empowerradio.com. We do have the archives there, and this show will be there pretty quickly. Anyway, before we get to the questions, I want you to just get comfortable and I want you to relax. The key with any time we're trying to dig deeper is to relax and just be okay. You know, just take a nice, slow, deep cleansing breath and then follow your breath in. And as you release it, just let go of the tension or anxiety, the chaos that may be going on inside your mind right now. Take another slow, deep breath in. And as you release this one, also release anything standing in the way of your happiness. Okay, happiness is the topic for today. So anything that prevents you from being happy, just let it go right now. And continue breathing slowly and deeply, and with each breath, just relax a little bit more. Now keep breathing like this, even beyond these questions. Do it for the remainder of the show. And folks, then do it after the show. When you get back to everyday life, continue with deep, conscious, mindful breaths. Now, I'm not blind to the fact that life will interrupt your peace and your connection to your breath, but there are ways to prevent this. There's ways to get beyond this, I should say. Just set an alarm that reminds you to breathe. Post a note somewhere that you see often that reminds you to breathe. You know, we're going to talk more about the benefits of this behavior in a little bit, so just stick with me. But for now, let's go ahead and get to those questions. If you like me, if you tend to answer with one-word answers, I challenge you to take this deeper. The answers we seek, the answers that will actually open awareness and opportunity for positive change in our lives, lie beyond the single word. In fact, they lie beyond all words. We must dig deeper and get to the feelings. You know, as always, judgment is not allowed here. Just answer your questions and see them as offering insight and awareness. So here's your first question. How happy are you right now? How happy are you right now? How happy have you been this week? Or last week, since this is Monday. How happy were you last week? How happy have you been recently? Do things around you throughout your days determine your level of happiness? Again, do things, the happenings around you throughout your days, do they determine your level of happiness? If something goes wrong in your day, do you lose sight of your happiness? If something goes wrong in your day, do you become detached from your happiness? Does that instant have to be, you know, that situation, whatever it was that went wrong, does it have to be a huge experience, or do the little experiences cause you to detach from happiness? Where is the line between what takes happiness away and what does not? Where's the line between what takes happiness away and what does not? Does the perception you have of the results of a project or journey, something that you undertook, does the perception of those results cause you to be happy, or can they cause you to be sad, upset, angry, anything other than happy? Are you consciously choosing to be happy right now? It's a very important question. Are you consciously choosing to be happy right now? What about yesterday? What about last week? What about tomorrow? Do you create your own happiness? If so, do you require external things to bring you happiness? If you do not create your own happiness, what's stopping you? What would it be like for you to feel happy throughout your day, no matter what's going on in your life? If being happy were an option that you could choose, would you choose it? It's a very strong question. Would you choose to be happy if that was an option? You know, believe it or not, when we are not happy, it is because we have chosen something else. Many people choose to be something other than happy frequently. Some people find advantages and payoffs to not being happy. You know, happiness is a choice, and one that you can make right now and always. This show is about nurturing the happiness that we have within. You know, I could easily spend the entire show asking questions about your happiness, and I guarantee you that those questions would spark some pretty deep thoughts for you. You would really start beginning to consider your role in the happiness that you have. But we're not going to spend the whole show, because we're going to talk about nurturing it. If you really want to discover more about your relationship with happiness, just ask questions of yourself. You know, like I said, take these right here. If you wrote them down, great. If you didn't, then be sure to listen to the show again and really take time with these questions. Create your own questions. You will become more conscious of just exactly what you are allowing into your life and what you are choosing. You can't help it when you take this kind of consideration into your being. The answers are not anything to be afraid of. They are just simply clues and even some nudges that open you to more complete and fuller awareness of what you allow or deny into your life. And folks, until you realize that, you're just kind of, it's kind of like that old saying that if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. If you don't know what you're allowing or what you're choosing, you really, and even if you don't know what you're denying, you're really kind of at the whim of fate, if you will. The truth is that we all choose happiness if we're happy. We choose not to be happy if we're not. The reason we do not choose happiness all the time are many. You know, one of the biggest reasons is comparison. We compare our lives to the lives of others and then decide if the life we live is worthy of the happiness that we perceive that the other people are having. There are many people out there who are extremely happy and then see others who are less fortunate in the material and happiness departments, and then they feel guilty and they cut off their own happiness out of that guilt. There are others also who cheat themselves out of happiness because they do not believe themselves worthy of certain levels of happiness. It's like, okay, today I only did this, so I can only be this happy. Their accomplishments do not add up to what they think they should be, so they question their own right to be happy. Again, happiness is a choice. And like love, you do not have to do anything to earn it. You do not have to achieve a specific level of worthiness to deserve happiness. You are never too bad or too old or too young or too anything to be happy. I have already said more than a few times, and I'm sure I'll repeat it a few more even before the end of the show, happiness is a choice. And it's a choice that you make for you. It's not a choice that you choose for someone else. It's not a choice that someone chooses for you. It's a choice that you choose for yourself. No conditions, no certain number of steps that you have to take before you get to happiness. You make the choice to be happy now and always. And folks, it's one of those things you have to choose over and over and over and over again. It's not something you choose once and it remains. Now, what we're talking about today and the tool for today is nurturing happiness. And that is exactly what we have to do, we must do, in order to be happy. You know, we choose happiness over and over and over again, but in between the choices, we nurture it. And in a way, that's choosing it all over again. Obviously, we have to make the choice, like I've said over and over and over again already. We have to make the choice to be happy. And once we do, it's kind of like a child. It must be nurtured. Again, happiness has nothing to do with what we have. It has nothing to do with what we do not have. It has nothing to do with what we do or not do. Happiness is a choice, and then it's about nurturing. Nurturing happiness can come in many ways. To nurture, basically, to define nurture means to feed, to teach, to help, to grow, to take care of, to hold. It's like a child. Your happiness can be nurtured just as a child can be nurtured. You nurture your happiness with your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors, your experiences, your expressions, with anything that brings you the feeling of happiness. It's, I said actions and behaviors up there. This is not that you have to do this, this, and this. It's not like a to-do list. But it's when you take an action, is it an action you can feel happy about? The action doesn't bring happiness. The action is something that you can experience happiness in. Hopefully that makes sense. All too often, we do something because we have been taught that we are supposed to do it. And often doing that thing makes us absolutely miserable. We continue doing it because we think we're supposed to. For many of us, we have fooled ourselves into thinking that if we suffer through it, we will come out stronger and the happiness awaits us on the other side. Folks, it does not. You may be happy that it is all over, but happiness in and of itself is not waiting there on the other side. The thing you did and the resulting happiness are totally unrelated. Choose instead to be happy in all that you do while you are doing it and beyond. Suffering in life will arise. That's just kind of a fact. In fact, that's one of the things that we experience the strongest and one of the reasons that life is so incredibly precious. Suffering will arise, but there is nothing that says you have to be miserable through that whole situation. You can be happy. Now, let's get clear on happy. Happy does not mean we're dancing and laughing all the time. You know, that's kind of closer to joy, if you will. Joy, there's some excitement involved. There's expectation involved. That's not what I mean when we're talking happy. It can certainly be that, but what I'm talking about is even deeper and more of a way of being. Happy is, as I'm describing it today, is a feeling of love, kindness, compassion, unity. Happiness brings a feeling of pleasure and positive energy, warmth of heart, connection. Happiness is showing or causing feelings of pleasure and enjoyment. You will have sad times and even times that will bring you pain. The loss of a loved one comes to mind here. Even then, you can find happiness in the memories of that person. You can feel the love you had for them and felt from them. And this is happiness present in your heart in that moment, in that very difficult time. So happy is around and you can choose it. You can find happiness in the support that you give to others and the support that you receive. The tool for today could have easily been happiness is a choice. And in fact, we've had several shows that we dedicated to this truth, that happiness is a choice. And if you're interested in those, just go back to the archives at the empowerradio.com website. Go to the Life's Toolbox show page. Look in the archives. You'll find many shows about happiness. It's a very powerful subject. while remaining happy requires choosing happiness in every situation, it takes just a bit more than choosing to create happiness as that core feeling within. Like I said, it takes nurturing, the reason we're having the show today. So a few minutes ago, we were talking about the most powerful ways to destroy happiness is with comparing, or I should say one of the most. So to nurture happiness, you know, since comparing destroys it, to nurture happiness, we must release. That's let go of our desires and habits and any behavior that sends us into comparison mode. You know, I admit that sometimes we can see others or things or situations and compare it to what we have going on in our lives. And we can sometimes be happy because of what we see. The problem with this behavior is that when we base our level of happiness on these comparisons, even though at that moment they are turning out to offer us some happiness, when we base our level of happiness on those comparison, whenever the tide shifts in our standing of that comparison, whenever the tide shifts where that thing that we're comparing to gets better or where we're looking from gets worse, so does our happiness. Now, I did not say if the tides shift. I said when, because, folks, everything shifts and evolves. It is not that we will be thrown into poverty or illness. It's just that our perceptions and interpretations and desires and the other people's situations, and there are so many things that are flexible that can change, that can evolve. And if we are basing our happiness on that, our happiness levels are going to evolve as well. So don't let that determine how happy you are. It is best just to leave comparison out of the mix altogether. Go within. Find your happiness there. Let go of comparing and let go of judgment. You know, comparing is a judgment, even though we do not like to see it that way. It really is. But judgment covers even more territory than comparing. Judgment sends us into right and wrong thinking. We get to the point where we feel the need to see everything as good or bad, right or wrong, and that limits our ability to see all that is in between. When we judge, we give power over to the judgment. Judgment does not allow for love and peace, and because of that, we are held away from happiness anytime judgment is present. Fear is another thing that builds walls between you and your happiness. Excuse me. When you fear, you are seeing things from negative vibrations and energy, and you will never find authentic happiness there. We become attached to our fear because it seems so right in some cases and so scary in others. You know, if you were like me and you were raised in one of those hellfire and damnation religions, you get this. So just let that stuff go. For those of you who were raised in that, if you're still holding on to any of that belief system, let me tell you this, and this is the closest I'll get to religion on this show. God is pure, unconditional love. In unconditional love, there is no space for punishing, vengeance, or judgment. If you believe that in order to get closer to God, you have to walk this line out of fear of punishment, look again. Now, I'm not suggesting that you release all your ethics and morals and just run amok. Whether you're dealing with this fear stuff out of a religious thing or other, I'm not saying just turn your back on morals and ethics. What I am suggesting is to let go of the fear and walk your path of life in happiness. I'm talking about all of life, not just religious or spiritual paths, all of your life path. Walk it because you can walk it. And movement creates growth and expansion. Walk it because of the possibilities that rise before you. So the first way to nurture happiness is in letting go. It's letting go of the judgment, letting go of the comparison, letting go of limiting beliefs, of the fear, letting go of anything that does not serve your highest good. Just let it go. If it doesn't serve happiness, you don't need it. The next step can assist you in releasing all of those things that do not serve you. It is creating and embracing positive thoughts. So maybe this is the first step. You know, you can do these in whatever order you want. Create positive thinking. Your thoughts create your beliefs. Your beliefs create your vibration, and your vibration creates your reality. This is Law of Attraction 101. This is Happiness 101. If you are thinking only negative thoughts, you will never create choose or nurture happiness. You may find moments that offer a laugh or two. You may find times that you feel good about yourself, but I'm talking deeper, more continuous, more authentic happiness. I'm talking about the kind of happiness that is your truth on the core levels. Positive thoughts, kind thoughts, loving thoughts, peaceful thoughts, empowering thoughts, enlightening thoughts, they all invite, they all embrace, and they all nurture the happiness that is in your soul. As you invite positive thoughts in, you release negative ones. Your vibration shifts and allows goodness and kindness and compassion and happiness to rise from within you. It's not something that comes from outside of you. You may feel it from out there, but this kind of happiness comes from within. To do this, we must become mindful of the thoughts in our heads. We have talked about mindfulness here so many times, and I just never get tired of talking about it. Hopefully, you don't get tired of hearing it. The easiest way to be mindful is to sit in stillness. In most of our perceived realities, though, we kind of find it difficult to spend even a few minutes, much less our entire day, in stillness. You know, most of us consider stillness as being a time that we sit with our legs crossed, sitting on the floor, eyes closed, in meditation. The stillness that I'm suggesting is a stillness of thought, stillness of mind, if you will. You can still be still in your mind and function effectively in life, you know, every day. And we do this through mindfulness. Mindfulness is being present. Present is beyond place and time. It is a state of being. It's internal, not out in the world somewhere. It is not in the past. It is not in the future. It is just right here, right now. It is going within and tuning into exactly what is going on in your entire being, what you are thinking, what you're feeling, what you're doing, and most importantly, how can what you're doing in that moment serve your highest good? When we are present, fear is easier to release. It's easier to let go of. When we are present, we open the streams of consciousness that allow love and peace to embrace our core, and from there, happiness becomes our primary experience. Now, mindfulness is not easy for everyone, so let's talk about the number one easiest way to move into mindfulness, to be present, to just be well. The easiest and most effective way to do this, to move into mindfulness and presence, is through your breathing. You know, one of my loved ones recently was going through some very stressful times with work issues and family issues and friends having a tough time. All of this was piling up on her. And she's really having a tough time. Well, I reminded her to breathe. And through conscious breathing, she was able to calm all that was going on in her anxiety, all that was going on in her mind. And she was able to find some peace. And from there, she was able to find happiness. So to begin your breathing, just simply breathe. Just focus on the breath going in and out of your nose. And as you can tune into that, expand it. Feel the breath going in and out of your throat, and then in and out of your lungs, and then in and out of your belly. That's what it is. It's not that you have to go to any certain place mentally. Just calm everything. There's also a way to do a walking meditation, if you will, and it's just to say a little mantra with every step. And with each step, you could say, peace is within me, peace is within me, peace is within me. And then you could change that to love is within me, love is within me. Become bolder and say, I am peace with every step, or I am love with every step, or I am kindness with every step. Once you can feel this internal, authentic happiness, then share it with others. And that is a surefire way to expand happiness exponentially. The very act of showing compassion, kindness, love, even with actions as simple as smiling or sharing a kind word or listening to others, all of these things open us to receive back in abundance that which we give. There is nothing that elevates inner happiness, peace, and love more than to share your goodness with others. So, folks, take these questions, consider them deeply, and find your own happiness and nurture your happiness. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show and the archive shows as well, and lots of other goodies there too. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and lots of other goodies that that are coming as we speak. Stay tuned there to find out more about all of the new stuff, all of the transformational journey tools that I'm going to be launching. Some of them have already been launched, but again, that's kennybrixey.com. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to my producer today, Remy. He is an amazing member of this Empower Radio family and does some awesome work for Empower Radio and then lots of other shows as well. So be sure to listen to some of those other shows here on Empower Radio. There's going to be at least one that will certainly hold meaning for you. Share the goodness you find here on Empower Radio. And in that, you're sharing goodness and positivity around the world. You're influencing the world with happiness and joy and love. Check out the Empower Radio app for even more ways to connect and listen. Folks, until next week and beyond, nurture your happiness, share it with the world, and expand your own experience. Love and peace to you all. Bye now.